And welcome to Words from Honeycomb with Joanna Eccles. Today, we will be talking about the topic of brainwashing. Brainwashing, you say? Isn't that something bad that you shouldn't do? Well, today, we're going to talk about the kind of brainwashing we do want. I call it holy brainwashing, where the Holy Spirit gets in our minds and changes them by cleaning out the junk and bringing in the good. So once there was a time a colleague complained that I was stepping on her toes by doing her job and mine. She was right. So I apologized and I offered to change my behavior. But when I thought about it more, I realized this was a reoccurring problem for me. In my office and in my family, I felt responsible for everything. I often believed that if I don't do the work, things would fall apart. I have this strong desire to help everybody, and I gauged some of my worth by how useful I felt. And in the past, what I would just do is try to stop volunteering and not do everything and quit overworking. However, in a few months, I would slip back into my old habits. And if I really wanted to change, instead of altering my actions, I needed to get to the heart of the matter. I needed to change my thoughts. Proverbs 23, verse 7 says, "For as he thinks in his heart, so is he." My thought patterns show up in my behavior. In my own strength, I couldn't break the cycle. Instead of asking God to help me act better, the Lord urged me to try another way. I needed to be brainwashed. Now, like we said, normally brainwashing has this very negative connotation. And I think of people forcing little children to repeat lies over and over. Yet my mind was full of garbage. My brain needed to be washed from the lies of Satan, condemnation, and wrong ways of thinking that led to bad behavior. I needed the Holy Spirit to purge the junk from my mind and align it to the truths of God's Word. I asked the Lord to renew my mind, and during my morning commute, I would repeat truths like, "It helps me and others when I let them do their job and focus on my own." God doesn't expect me to do everything. He wants me to obey His calling for me instead of trying to fix all the problems that I see. My value is not based on how much I do. My worth is rooted in Jesus' blood shed for me. As I spoke these truths over myself, my thoughts were scrubbed clean as my mind formed new thought patterns. Romans 12:2 says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God." If I want to act like Christ, I must first think like Christ. I feed my mind on the Word of God to align my thoughts to Scripture. I ask the Holy Spirit to cement these concepts in my head so that they supplant the lies of the enemy. Sanctification, it's a process. I can't expect all my wrong thinking to be done or undone overnight. Over time, as I partner with the Lord, then He will transform me by renewing my mind so that my heart and my actions match His. Then I can prove that good, an acceptable and perfect will of God. Do you ever struggle with overloading yourself or basing your worth on your productivity like I do? Maybe there are other wrong behaviors that plague you. Have you tried for years to cut off the top of the weed by targeting the action instead of yanking it out by the roots? My issues were so ingrained, I had to have the Holy Spirit reveal it to me through a coworker. But you know, you don't have to wait until someone else points out a problem. You can ask God to reveal any errant thoughts you may have so that He can teach you the truth. If you bring something up, I pray God cleanses your mind so it matches His heart for you. Ask Him what specific truths He wants you to believe. May the Holy Spirit renew us daily so we can abide in Scriptures until they have brainwashed our minds into purity before God in both thought and deed. Thanks so much and have a great day.